Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Woodworks, your one-stop shop for turning dreams into reality. They offer top-notch custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and more. For over 20 years, the skilled designers and craftsmen have been delivering exceptional quality using locally sourced materials and pre-finishing all components right in their shop. With in-house production, don't settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary. Explore true custom craftsmanship at Foggy Bottom Woodworks. Visit them at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call 608-739-4444.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
Well, well, well. Looks like your water's gone dry again, huh?
Aw, oh, shucks. This old pump's been sputtering around like a mule stuck in mud.
Sounds like you need Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. Whether it's a pesky pump or a dry well, their team has over 50 years of hands-on experience. They'll have your water flowing faster than a rainstorm in July.
Well, that's a relief. I can finally stop taking bucket baths.
Ooh, that's good. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, servicing residential, agricultural, and commercial systems 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call 649-4488.
Yeehaw! That's my kind of service.
Chris Kenyon joins us, Riverdale coach. You played Fenimore on Thursday night, and here you go again because of the reschedule, but it's kind of like an NBA thing. How tough is it to come back and play a team that you just played?
Yeah, it can be tough. You know, I've seen situations like this over the years where, you know, a team will really take it to a team on one day, and then a few days later they play, and it's a pretty tight game. And obviously that's kind of what we're hoping for. You know, you don't have to spend a whole lot of time scouting. We had practice on Friday, so the things that didn't go well for us on Thursday, we were able to focus on that in practice, and, you know, hopefully we correct those things tonight.
What makes Fenimore a difficult team to face?
Well, they're a very well-balanced team. Thursday night they had four guys in double figures, and, you know, their leading scorer had two guys with 12. It's not like you can game plan for, oh, I'm going to shut this guy down, or try to game plan to shut a certain individual down when you don't know where the scoring's coming from. You know, a balanced team is very difficult to, you know, try to stop.
With your program right now, JV, and I know you got some kids coming up from the middle school ranks, but how does it look here for the future?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. We got, you know, some kids that are playing really well on the JV level, and then, you know, we have some 6th, 7th, and 8th graders that are taking positive steps forward, and, just looking forward to getting some of those kids up here and pushing guys along.
In the conference, do you think it's as tough as it's been in the past years, Chris?
Yeah, Swall is always a tough competitive conference, and a lot of the Mineral Point, you know, lost a few really nice players, but the other teams in the conference, really return the core of their teams, so that's been kind of difficult this year because, you know, we lost 10 seniors and had a pretty young team this year. So just trying to keep pushing forward, and getting getting better as the year goes on and, you know, gaining that experience that these guys are going to need for next year.
You'll turn around and play another game tomorrow night, and, you know, what is it, five, six games left here in the year. So, yeah, you're getting right down there in the schedule, aren't you?
Yep. Yeah, we play tonight against Fenimore, and then tomorrow night we're home against Boscobel, which is always a good rivalry game, and it's parent night and senior night tomorrow night as well. So, you know, once you get into that time of year when you start running into parent night and senior night, you know, you're winding down towards the end of the year.
No doubt. All right, sounds good. And what about the Chieftains health-wise? You going to be pretty good for tonight's game?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, we have everybody should be pretty close to full strength. So, you know, that's something that we've kind of battled over the last few weeks, a lot of illnesses, and we're finally getting back to where guys are a little more healthy.
Good. Good to be on the mend. All right. Well, thanks, Chris, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Chris Kenyon joining us on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Riverdale Schools, hello everyone. Welcome to tonight's matchup between the Fenimore Golden Eagles and the Riverdale Chieftains in boys basketball. I'm Phil Mee, joined by Kurt Thompson. Kurt, welcome along to the broadcast tonight.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. I appreciate it. Always like doing these games. It's a lot of fun, so it should be a really entertaining night of basketball tonight.
You're not even winded. You referee the JV game. I thought maybe you'd be up here panting or something.
Well, I probably should be, but, you know, I had a little break in between, so I was able to get my air back. So
in that game, Fenimore won by a score of 47-24 over Riverdale. I mean, you had a chance to coach a long time against Fenimore and the SWAL teams, but what does a typical Fenimore team bring?
Well, usually they play tremendous intensity. They're always fundamentally really sound, dating way long time ago. It's just tradition at Fenimore that you're going to play really well, and they always have some really good shooters. So I would expect them to probably pick up a little full court, some type of pressure, maybe a 1-3-1. It could be a variety of different things, but they're a solid basketball team, so should be a good game.
They are coached by Troy Larson, who was a player there himself.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Usually seems like Fenimore guys always find a way back to their, you know, to coach their home team, so that's a good thing.
Yep. And on the Riverdale side, they've been improving along the way. I'm impressed by the numbers, and, you know, it looks like they got some guys that have been putting in a little bit of time here.
Oh, for sure. They play really hard. It's just a learning experience when you have, you know, roughly 3 to 4 sophomore starters, depending on the night, just a couple of seniors. It's just going to take a little time. You got to build. You got to stay confident. You just got to keep working and working, and hopefully down the road sometime, the hard work will pay off for you.
I mean, every team goes for graduation, but it's rare when a team graduates 10 or 11 seniors, and that's what Riverdale did last year.
Oh, for sure. They had a really powerful senior class, and they had a really nice season, played very, very good basketball. And then, of course, when you lose 10 seniors, that's tough to replace. But these guys play hard. They work hard at it. And, you know, I know that maybe you don't not getting the results you want right now, but you have to remember, a lot of these guys are just sophomores and so on, so just got to hang in there and keep working.
Riverdale and Fenimore, tonight's game, coming up from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Right now at Riverdale, we join our national anthem for the game. National Anthem from Riverdale. That was Jeff Campbell, Larry Swigum, and Ken Thiede singing the National Anthem.
That's what I thought it was. Like,
yeah, they did a good job.
They rehearsed it well.
Oh, yes. Great crowd on hand tonight for this one, especially in the Fenimore area. We had to kind of fight to get our seats here tonight.
Nice turnout on Monday Night Makeup Game, so sure a lot of people still fresh off celebrating the Eagle win if they're an Eagle fan. So yes. I got Fenimore Golden Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles won. So it rolls over till tonight, Phil.
I never thought about that. You're right. But certainly you haven't had to do a lot of makeup games this year.
Probably jinxed it right there. But, yeah, this is the only makeup game of the whole season right tonight that we've
really?
Had all season for the high school, yep.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah, so, it is.
I guess celebrate it while you can.
Yeah, for sure. They got a little snow coming up in the forecast, but we'll see how that plays out.
Hopefully you don't have to do a lot of that during the baseball season.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding. But baseball and softball, easy to make up. Just play doubleheaders
sure,
or something like that.
Sure, right. Riverdale starting lineup, number one, Bevan Dennis. Owen Blankenship, number two. Number three, Chase Chitwood, as we check the lineup tonight. Also getting the nod for the Chieftains will be number 11, Henry Drone. And number 25, that's Gavin Krell. For Fenimore, getting the start tonight will be Brody Roth, number one, a sophomore. Number three, Jude Kinney. He is a junior. Number four, Evan Larson, a senior. Reese Kelly, number five, a sophomore. And number 11, Isaac Henkel, a senior. Tip control by Fenimore. We're underway. Ball comes near side. The Golden Eagles will set it up. Working it off to the left side, Kelly. Reese brings it back to the near side and Roth. Roth puts it on the floor and swings it over the left side. Riverdale right now matching up. Trying to get something around the perimeter. Fenimore takes it again to the corner. Looking now back to the near side. No ball fake, now drive. There's a pass low, knocked away. Good hands, Kirk.
Nice shot by Henry Drone. Henry stepped in front of that pass. Riverdale packing in a 2-3. Right now playing deep, dropping back. Trying to make Fenimore shoot from the outside and see how it goes.
Bevan Dennis takes it far side. Stolen by Fenimore. Number three, Jude Kinney with the steal.
Nice hands by Jude as he stepped in front of the pass.
Pass comes left side, driving and shooting is Brady Roth. It's no good. Rebound by Riverdale.
Yeah, Bevan Dennis snares the rebound. Riverdale coming up now looking over. Looks like a 1-3-1 to me, Phil. But
yep, it does. Dennis throws to the middle. Nothing. Comes back to the left side. It's Chitwood back to Dennis. And Riverdale out around the half-court line. Bevan will drive a bit. Throws it into the lane. Bounce
nice
back door. Tough shot.
Oh.
No good. Blocked there by Fenimore, but picked up by Riverdale. They'll try a three. Top of the key. Off the rim there for Blankenship. And the rebound, Fenimore. Baseball pass the other way. They're going to take it home. Oh, blocked out of bounds by Riverdale's Owen Blankenship.
Owen Blankenship hustling back. Fenimore did a good job of ripping the ball out, getting an outlet pass down the floor. But Owen hustling back was able to make the block, and Fenimore bring it in underneath the basket.
That's just good hustle right there.
Yep, for sure.
Riverdale in a 2-3 zone. Fenimore looking to bring it in, and they will. Number one with the ball, top of the key. That's Roth. Roth goes left side. Now they'll work it to the low post. Kinney. Jude is pinned in. Now fires it back to the right side, Henkel. And on the near side, Roth. Throws it back to Kelly again. They're working it around the perimeter. Fenimore, no score yet in the ball game. Looking to the inside, nothing. They'll fire it off to the near side and looking. Number five, Reese Kelly throws it high and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale ball.
Yep, good job. Riverdale staying disciplined. As the pass is received, they'll go close out on the pass, but staying in the 2-3 zone. Fenimore, very patient, working the ball back and forth around the perimeter, but that time just got away from them.
Riverdale, yeah, patience on defense,
yep,
and not hacking and getting the ball back.
Yeah, I think if you're Riverdale, you want to be patient. You want to get into a running game with Fenimore because Fenimore can score it. Nice steal.
Very quickly, yeah, they knock it away in the inside. That's taken by Larson. Evan takes it across the half-court line, swings it off to the right side, and that's Roth. Roth back to Kinney, looking to the inside. Again, Riverdale packing it in here against the Golden Eagles. Ball comes back to the right side and held up now the dribble by Roth. Throws it left side, ball fake. Now Kinney drives, lost the handle, and is fouled on the play.
Yep, going to get called on the trip, even though I don't think, obviously, wasn't intentional. But Owen had his foot there, and on the drive was the trip and gets called for the foul. Fenimore will bring it underneath.
First foul of the game, and Fenimore looks to pass it in into the corner. They'll bring it down to Roth. He'll shoot a three on the way. Good. He gets the touch.
Yep, nice shot. Good look. Had a speed squared. Dropped into three. That's something, you know, you're going to try to take away, but it's easier said than done.
There's a baseball pass for Bevan, and it goes into the crowd and out of bounds.
Yep, got away from Bevan. He tried to hit Owen down the sideline there. Just sailed a little high. Fenimore bring it up. Riverdale still back in the 2-3.
Easy when you're facing a press to kind of maybe push it a little bit.
Exactly.
Ball comes to Larson. Larson drives far side, whips it back to the near side, and Roth. Roth back to Kinney. Chewed on a drive. There's a 15-footer on the rim. No good. Rebound by Henry Drone.
Nice job by Henry on the weak side. Again, Riverdale staying in that zone, trying to slow the game down, play hustle defense.
3-0, Fenimore in the lead. Ball goes right side, Chitwood, entry pass down low. Blankenship back out around the wheel. It goes for the Chieftains. Three on the way. Good for Bevan Dennis.
Bevan's a shooter. That's a nice three. Bevan's got, what, over 400 points already this year, probably averaging a good 20 a game. He can shoot the basketball.
As a sophomore.
As a sophomore.
Things go well. He might be going toward 1,000 next year.
Oh, for sure.
Ball goes down to the corner. Reese Kelly with a hop step throwing it back door. Saved by Riverdale, almost off the Riverdale player. Comes back for a shot on the way for Roth. No good. Rebound Fenimore. They kick it out. Three on the way. That one is no good for Larson. And the rebound by Riverdale. Drone.
Henry Drone again on the weak side. You know, Riverdale's staying back, forcing that outside shot, hoping for the best.
Bevan drives across the half-court line.
Dang.
Throws it over to Kinney. Now knocked away as he picks it up in the backcourt. Now Riverdale
nice hustle.
Gets a steal. Good hustle play by Gavin Krell.
Yep, hustling for that loose ball.
Dennis whips it through the lane, gives it back now to Bevan. Follow-away three on the way. Good.
Again, he's feeling it right now.
6-3.
Nice shot by Bevan.
That's like Kurt Thompson of the Casanova Gym back in 76.
Yeah, the Casanova Gym, that'd be like a layup.
Ball goes to the left side. Larson with the basketball. Driving, fires it right side. Jude Kinney down to the baseline. Brady Roth. Roth fires it back. Left side, Larson, and now Kelly. 6-3 Riverdale with an early lead. Entry now by Roth. Throws it back door. Caught by Henkel. Too deep. Kicks it back out. Three on the way. Fenimore. No good. Rims off for Roth. Rebound in the corner by Larson.
Nice hustle by Evan Larson.
Back to Kinney. Oh. Throws it in the lane. Knocked away. Picked up again by Roth. Shot on the way. No good. Riverdale with a rebound.
That was good interior defense by Chase Chewood. Riverdale's interior is doing a really good job of taking away that inside pass. And that last three by Bevan was set up by the hustle of Gavin, who got the loose ball.
Thrown on the near side, almost stolen, goes and gets it, throws it back, top of the wheel, that's Chitwood. Right side, Dennis again, three on the way, just about.
Yeah, rang out, Evan Larson with the rebound, he had a good look.
Ball comes up to Kinney.
There's Gavin.
Throws it inside, knocked away by Riverdale. Nice job by Gavin Krell.
That's what he does. He does a lot of little things that you don't see in the scorebook.
Baseball
nice catch
pass.
And, pass.
And the shot is up. No good by Blankenship. Rebound Fenimore. Outlet pass now. Kinney bringing it. Near side stolen by Henry Drone.
Nice hustle by Henry. Took that last bounce pass on the weak side.
Riverdale's doing a good job with its wind sprints back
exactly.
And forth.
Exactly. Here's where he wanted you know, I'm not the coach, but here's what, if you're Riverdale, you don't want to get in that fast pace with Fenimore.
Chase Chitwood now back to Dennis. Bevan between the knees dribble, backs off, whips it back to the left side.
Nice look, nice pass.
Down low, there's a shot on the way, and that won't go for Gavin Crowell.
Nice bounce by Chase Chitwood.
Yeah, good rebound by Chase. Back he goes, Dennis. Chase gets it back. Three in the corner.
Good! He can shoot it. There we go. Timeout, Fenimore. Chase Chitwood, the shooter.
Nice start for the Chieftains. 9-3 leading their visitors from Fenimore tonight. 12:06 remaining in the first on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Welcome back to Riverdale. Fenimore basketball, 9-3, Chieftains. Fenimore works it near side. Kelly lobs it left side, Henkel. And around the wheel it goes Roth. Right side on a drive, fires it back to the near side, and Kelly. Reese puts it on the floor, throws it left side, Dressin. And around the wheel, and Fenimore threw it away, it looks like.
Bevan got a hand on it,
Phil. Oh, he did, okay.
Yep. Good defense by Bevan Dennis, who was able to deflect it. Like we were talking before, if you're Riverdale, you want to keep the pace where it is and make Fenimore work as long as you can, and then hopefully get that rebound if they miss.
We're really doing a good job around the perimeter defense
They are.
Pass goes low. There's nowhere to go. As turning in is Larson, and it's taken away by Riverdale.
Nice shot by Bevan Dennis, but great interior defense.
Lost the handle, and it's knocked away by Fenimore, and out of bounds.
Yeah, Larson reached through, knocked it away, but off of Fenimore, Riverdale bring it in. Here's Fenimore extending that pressure now, so here's where you got to be really solid with the ball.
Pass goes back to the far side. Blankenship now. Bevan Dennis looks it over. Oh, throws it into the hands of a Fenimore player.
Yep.
Kelly.
That's Jude. Yep.
Back to Henkel
Reed
on
Kelly.
The baseline. Henkel throws it in to Kelly. Too hard off of bounds. It'll be Riverdale basketball.
Yep. Good interior defense. That's one. Riverdale's done a lot of really good things, but that interior defense has taken away that inside look, and it's forced them to kick it back out. And right now, they're not hitting from the outside, but they're a really good shooting team. But you got to pick and choose what you want to do, and Riverdale's taking away the inside game right now.
Yeah, it's working. Sean Yaki Fiedler is in for Fenimore. Ball comes in play. Riverdale breaks it across the half-court line. Blankenship trapped on the far side. Brings it back to Drone. Drone on a drive. Nothing. Gives it back to Dennis. Bevan Dennis checks the air in the ball.
Yeah.
Catch your breath.
Yep, that's what he wants to do. He wants to slow it down.
Yep. Drives, throws it low post. There's Drone. Tap deep. Now throws it across the lane, near side.
Oh, nice pass.
Inside, shot on the way, no good for Blankenship.
Oh, there's two.
Foul called on the putback, and Riverdale goes to the line.
Yep, I think at zero. So
Corey Dressin,
a junior, picked it up as Henry picked up the loose change, went to put it back up, and got fouled on the way up to the basket, so he'll shoot a pair.
Henry taking his first trip to the line, and it's the first for either team. This one is missed. Good officiating crew tonight, Chris.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, they're a really good crew. They're going to do a really good job. Takes a lot of your time to officiate games.
Yes, it does.
You know, on a full-time basis on varsity. So,
10-3 now with one of two from Henry Drone. Riverdale leads by seven.
Yep.
Fenimore basketball. Roth across the half-court line. Uses a screen. Down to the baseline. Now throws it back out. Dressin. Now they'll feed it right side to Roth. Roth dribbles to the baseline. Air mails it across. Caught there by Dressin. Kicks it back out, and Henkel, left side, Roth. Again, Fenimore, patience around the perimeter. Here comes a quick look for Henkel. No, won't shoot it. Going to throw it back to the left side. Fenimore, staying patient. They'll drive baseline. There's a 10-footer on the way. Good for Brady Roth.
Yeah, nice shot by Brody Roth. He drove nice to the basket. Got a good look.
10-5 ball game score, and it's knocked away by Riverdale, or by Fenimore, picked up by Riverdale. Here's Blankenship, 3-on-2. Passes low, stolen away by Dressen.
Yep, nice play by Dressen. Riverdale got pushed up the floor a little bit, forced into a turnover.
Henkel kicks it back out. Dressen, Henkel on the near side. 10-5, Riverdale early on in this swell game. Down to the corner, Roth. Roth using the pivot.
Ooh.
Fires it back to Yankee Fiedler to the corner. Three on the way, Fenimore. No good for Dressen. Rims out into the lane and out of bounds.
Yep.
It'll be Fenimore.
Yep, deflected off a chase. It took on the weak side, it took that skip off the basket. He wasn't anticipating that. Tried to get the rebound, but it slipped off the end of his hands. Nothing he could do. Fenimore will retain it. Riverdale up by 5.
Pass comes in play. 9:24 remaining in the first here at Riverdale Schools. Fenimore ball, Rose. Driving on the left wing, down to the baseline. Fires it back now to Kinney. Jude, left side, Roth. Roth, now Dressen. Bounce feed low,
nice
intended for Larson. Knocked away, stolen by Riverdale's Henry Drone.
Nice job by Henry. Here comes Bevan the other way.
Bevan Dennis, 3-on-2, brings it down to the left wing now. Accelerates down to the baseline. Follow-away, 3 on the way, go!
Wow, that's a shot right there, Phil.
That is a
time.
Shot.
That's a step back three out of the deep corner.
13-5. He's got three of them to start the game. Great. As Riverdale gets a good start against a good Fenimore team here coming in with a 5-5 conference record. Thanks to Donna Walsh for providing us some treats tonight.
Yeah, she does a great job baking. She does a lot of stuff. She cuts my hair and stuff like that, and she's decided to bake some goods for you. I didn't steal them. I ate them.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
I had to make sure I taste them. They were great. So
they were fit to eat then?
Yeah. They're outstanding. You got some bread in there. You got some chocolate chip cookies. You got those Reese's peanut butter cups inside of a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah, those are good.
Get a glass of milk with that.
Oof.
So hopefully there's some left.
Yeah, hopefully there is. Take them back to my coworkers
there.
No
kidding.
Between you and I.
Well, I think I'll take Henry's share. I texted him and said take. So.
He's on that seafood diet right now.
Yeah, seafood and eater, right?
Yeah, exactly. 13-5, Riverdale in a nice lead here against Fenimore.
Yep.
After the timeout by Riverdale, Roth will bring it across the half-court line. Riverdale hanging out in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Evan Larson. Around the wheel, now right side, Kinney down to the baseline. Henkel now airmails it back to Larson.
Yep.
Down to the corner, Roth throws it into the lane. There's Larson in the paint. Scoops the shot up. No good. Rebound Riverdale. Drone again.
Great interior defense. You know, as they just packed it in, and when the ball goes inside, they're going to collapse on and double down, and they're doing a good job of forcing the turnovers.
Blankenship back to Drone. Throws it over to the far side, and Dennis gets it right at the half-court line. Now dribbles. Fires off. Blankenship on a drive. Throws it. No. Back to Devin. Three on the way, and it's crowd. No good. Tapped away. Last touch by Fenimore.
Yep. Be Riverdale basketball. Good shot by Bevan. Just a little long. But Riverdale will keep control. Another thing about the defense is you force the misses, then Fenimore can't set up into their four-court pressure, so you're keeping that pace where you want it.
Yeah, and that press is a little tough.
Yes, it is, especially with the athletic ability they have. So.
Ball comes in. Here's Drone. Back to Dennis. Right side, Chitwood. Back to Dennis. Left side. Looking. Drone. Back to Dennis. Around the perimeter for Riverdale. Again, Drone on the left wing. Riverdale with 7:50 remaining in the first. Pass goes inside. Looking now is Blankenship. Tough shot won't go. Rebound, Evan Larson. Air mails it up to Brady Roth. Lays it up and
overlight
no good.
It.
Put back up. No good.
It.
By Dressen. Oh. Rebound by Drone.
Nice job by Henry Drone. That looked... A lot of hustle by Henry Drone to get back after the two misses. So here comes Riverdale.
Bevan Dennis to the left side.
Yep,
it's knocked away and a foul call.
Yep.
That'll be only the second foul for Fenimore.
Yeah. Teams have played really solid defense. I mean, not much for reaching, just position defense and double down. And so.
Foul will be on Jude Kinney. That's his first.
Yep.
Pass comes in play and high and out of bounds, intended for Bevan Dennis. It'll be Fenimore basketball.
Yep, Fenimore did a good job of pressuring the inbounds and forced the turnover. Did not hit anybody inbounds, so Fenimore will bring it back and go to length of the floor here with 7:28. Riverdale up by 8. Got to keep the pace where it's at.
Roth with 5 points, all of Fenimore's points tonight.
Yep.
He's at the point guard. Brings it off to the right side, Dressen. Dressen back to Roth, left side, Kinney. Kinney penetrates a bit, fires it back, top of the circle, Larson. Larson to the baseline, Roth dribbles once, fires back to Dressen, down to the corner, and inside, out. Here's a kick to the top of the key, 3 on the way, good, by Jude Kinney.
Yep, Jude Kinney with a nice shot from the top of the key.
13-8. Grandpa Tim is just down here.
Yep.
And Kyle, I believe, is his dad.
Yep.
We call his games back in high school.
Right.
And college. Ball goes left side. Knocked away by Fenimore. There it is. They get a steal. Layup for two. It is good by Yonke Fiedler.
Fiedler with the layup. Nice steal. Fenimore getting a little momentum. Here's where he got to reach down and really take care of the basketball and get a good look.
13-10, Riverdale.
Nice.
6.5 to play in a quick moving first half.
Three-point
around the way, and it is no good for Drone. Rebound, good job by Blankenship. In the lane, kicks it back out. Drone with the ball fake now. 16-footer, won't go. Fought for a rebound by Fenimore.
Yeah, Evan Larson with the rebound. Good look by Henry Drone. Just one go for him.
Kicks it out, dressing for three, no good. And loose in the lane, and it squirts out of bounds. You make the call, Kurt.
Yep, it's going to be Riverdale ball.
All right.
Yep. Ball went off number two. Fielder's foot.
All right. Into the game is NRL Gantula for Riverdale.
Yep. It clearly went off his foot.
All right.
We're sitting right here.
Are you?
I just joked.
You don't have the Fox replay up here, do you?
No. Sometimes that doesn't even work.
No. Gantula brings it in against that full court press. Riverdale again leading 13-10, trying to get back on the scoring track. Dennis back to Blankenship up the middle, and it's going to be taken away by Yonke Fiedler. Throws it in to the left side. Larson on the baseline. Kicks it around. Now back to Kinney. Jude on a drive. Lost the handle. Picked up by Riverdale.
Nice job again. Got a tip. Henry Jelm with another steal.
Pass to Gantula. He is shot on the way. Yep. No good for the baseline. Rebound by Larson.
Nice rebound. Enroll had a nice drive. Just came a full short on the layup.
Roth on the left side. 5.5 to play in the first half. Riverdale by three here in this SWAL game.
Nice drive.
Quick drive down low. Shot no. They're going to knock it away. Riverdale picks it up again.
Yeah, that was Henry Drone again with the tip. He's playing tremendous defense and rebounding.
Saved by Blankenship, and up it goes to Bevan Dennis.
Oh, got a
and there's something
floor
on, the,
issue.
On the floor, yeah. That is the volleyball pole, isn't it?
Yep, came untouched.
Okay, you'll have to get your screwdriver and nail
I'll get
down.
That at halftime.
Oh,
daughter down.
Yeah.
I've never seen it come out like that, but it did tonight.
Yeah. Ball comes in play. Ball to the left side, Gantula. Gantula back to Drone. Drone with the basketball on a drive. It's knocked away, and a foul called on Fenimore.
Yep. Roth with the reach. Bevan went by. Roth tried to wrap around to get the backside steal, but usually when you're officiating, when that guy's got to reach all the way through, you're probably not going to let that one go.
Yep. That's the kind of the rule of thumb.
Yep.
Ball goes inside. Blankenship in the lane. Throws it down low toward Krell. Knocked away.
Yep.
A foul called on Riverdale.
Yep. I think Evan Krell picked up the foul. Evan Larson with the inside steal. Fenimore is gaining the momentum here a little bit. If you're Riverdale, if you're cheering for Riverdale, you got to work hard here on defense and see if you can get a miss.
No backcourt pressure. Fenimore will bring it. And Riverdale has led the majority of minutes here in the first half. 13-10. Corey Dressen with the ball on the left side. Back it goes to Jude Kinney. Kinney down to the baseline. Caught there by Roth. Roth drives. Crossover dribble toward the paint. Kicks to the corner. Golden Eagles with Kinney. Top of the wheel. Left side Dressen. Dressen back to the right side. Kinney, Jude down to the baseline. And around the wheel it goes again. Fenimore scampering around looking for an open shot. Here's one. Three from the right wing. It is good for Jude Kinney.
Got another open look. I think he's hit two out of the last three.
13 apiece. Bevan Dennis speeding into the front court for Riverdale. He'll shoot a three. It is good.
Wow. I mean, that's a shot. I mean, it's not like he's got a lot of room. He's got two guys on him. He's stepping back and he's hot right now, I think, four
five? Of them, yeah, four. 16-13, Riverdale.
Yep.
On a drive, Roth.
Nice defense.
Lost the handle, picks it up. And Fenimore again proceeds. Kinney on the baseline, drives, dishes back door, threw it away. It'll be Riverdale ball.
That's, again, I don't want to keep harping, but Riverdale's done a great job of keeping that defense in tight. And when that ball comes inside, they're double, tripling down and have forced numerous turnovers.
Dennis over to Blankenship on the far side. Blankenship back to Bevan, knocked away. Stolen by Yonke Fiedler. He'll lead in, no good, but a foul called. And that'll be on Owen Blankenship, his second. So they'll mark that down, and going to the line will be Fenimore.
Yep, and that's Fiedler.
Fiedler, Yonke, yep.
He'll shoot a pair. We got 3:41. Fenimore does a real nice job in that. You know, it's like a 1-3-1 full court pressure. You know, when you're sitting on the side, it looks easy. You know, like, do this, do this. But when you're on the floor, it's a lot tougher to do.
Free throw is missed. Of course, I go back to the old Swall with Fenimore and Riverdale and Richland Center and River Valley and Prairie and Viroqua. And that was a good conference.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Boscobel was in there. Free throw is good. That'll make it 16-14 in favor of Riverdale. 3:39 remaining in the first half. Ball comes back to the ball, and then on the far side, they're going to break the press. Down for a three for Riverdale on the way. Good for Henry Drone.
Not known for the three, but tonight he says yes, and he takes the shot and knocks it down.
19-14. He's got his own shot. It's called the Drone.
Yeah, the Drone. So I'm sure some people are saying no, yes, yes, when that ball went through the hoop.
It did. Jude Kinney down to the corner, held up by Evan Larson. Here mails it back to Dressen. Dressen back to the right side. Larson. Near side ball fake, Kinney throws
nice
it inside.
Pass.
Tough shot up, no good by Dressen. Might have been partially blocked.
Yep. Enrolls does a nice job. Nice rebound by Owen. Blankenship got a block. Yep.
And I think Gantula almost had,
yep,
I think he had
did.
A
yep.
block
he,
on that.
Yep, he did. He deflected it. Did a great job of defense.
Foul called on the middle, or was it?
I think on Ross, number one, picked it up his second. So he's going to take a little breather here with two fouls in the first half.
Four on Fenimore, three on Riverdale here in the half. 3 minutes remaining. 19-14 Riverdale here in the first stanza. Thrown, Devin, and then on the far side it's going to be caught. Again, Gantula looks to the inside. Fenimore in their zone as well.
Packing it a little bit.
Yep.
This is a big possession, if you ask me.
Ball goes right side there. Here's a ball taken away. Lane. Shot on the way. Won't go for Blankenship.
Good shot by Owen Blankenship inside the lane. Juke Kennedy with the rebound, but Riverdale got a look they wanted.
Better place on the right play, knocked away, and now picked up again by Dressen. Dressen, near side, three on the way. Kinney, it is good.
That's his third. That's a guy right now you want to get on, Drew Kinney. He's hit the last three threes for Fenimore, and there's a steal.
There's another steal. Fenimore taking it in with a layup. No good. Rebound by Dressen, put back good, and it's now tie ball game.
Tie game, 19-19.
Ball comes in play again, the full court press, 19 apiece. Fenimore and Riverdale, and the Blankenship throws
it
into open man. Krell backdoor. Gantula lays it in good.
Really nice job by Owen getting ahead to Gavin. Gavin looked up the floor to hit Enroll, laid it up and in. That's what you got to do. You got to look down the floor.
Riverdale up by two again. Down to the corner it goes. Dressing.
He
and
walked with
a traveling
it.
Call on Fenimore.
He got the ball, kind of drug that pivot foot.
Into the game for Riverdale number three, Chase Chitwood, one of the original starters. In for Fenimore is Isaac Henkel. Also one of the original starters.
Yep. Henry Drone getting a break for Riverdale. He's played a great first half. I mean, he couldn't ask for anything else from him.
Yeah, both ends of the floor. He's
for
been
sure.
rebounding, playing defense. Ball goes right side for Dennis. And now they're going to work it up the floor. Blankenship, they got to get it across the line. And they throw it away. Picked off by Fenimore. Pass to Henkel. Drives lane. In the lane. Shot no good. Rebound Gantula.
Nice job. Again, interior defense. They're contesting the shots and forced the miss there. Riverdale clinging to that lead.
Right across the R at center circle, Gantula airmails it back to the near side, Chitwood, and now back to Dennis. 1:15 remaining. Gantula, left side.
Gotta come to the pass.
Ball knocked away, picked off by Yankee
Fiedler.
That's
Riverdale's ball.
Bevan Dennis got it off of Yankee Fiedler out of bounds.
Yeah, Bevan created just enough pressure to force the turnover. If you're Riverdale, you really got to be strong with the basketball. You got about a minute and nine perfect scenarios if you get the last shot, but probably not going to happen that way.
21-19 in favor of Riverdale. Dennis drives. They're right on him.
Yeah, they're not going to let him get too many open looks, but he's creative.
Gantula throws it.
Oh, wow.
Nice save
in between his legs.
He got it back in bounds to Owen Blankenship. Now back it goes to Dennis. Now Gantula lobs it back to Chitwood.
Really strong here.
Dennis back to Gantula. We're down to 44 seconds in a quick-moving first half.
Yeah.
Chitwood on the left side, down to the baseline. Turnaround three on the way, and no good for Krell. Rebound Fenimore.
All right, here comes Fenimore, down by two. See what they decide to do here.
Kinney down to the near side, caught by Kelly, Reese Kelly. Down to the baseline on a drive. Tough shot on the rim. No good for Larson. Rebound Riverdale.
Nice interior defense by Gavin Krell. He stood his ground. He went straight up.
20 seconds. Gantula on the right side. Lobs it back to the near side. And Chitwood and then Dennis.
You want Bevan to hold it and go for the last shot here.
He's going to drive. Dishes it off. Blankenship in the lane.
Kicks it out.
Kicks it back out.
Got him on the arm.
Foul called on Fenimore. That'll be on Reese Kelly.
Reese Kelly. So here's your Riverdale. You're going to... If you got that magic play to triple screen for Bevin, get him open. He's going to take it, but we'll see. They're not going to let him go.
Ballroom's
going to get it.
Gantula.
He can shoot that.
Three on the way, no good. It rims way off to the corner and out of bounds with 7/10 of a second.
Had a good look. Had to take the shot.
It'll belong to Fenimore. Let's see if they can get a wing and a prayer at the end of the half. Pass comes in, caught by Kelly, and he ball fakes. Three on the way.
Mike Bankett.
No good.
Not bad.
Not bad. He got it there from three-quarter court.
Yeah, he did. That was a good shot, but good half by Riverdale. 21-19. Great defense, timely shooting, and got the two-point lead, so you got to feel good about that.
Absolutely. We'll have more coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We'll talk high school sports at halftime here at Riverdale, where the Chieftains lead Fenimore 21-19 at the break on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Tonight we recap how it went over the weekend for area boys wrestling teams at their conference tournaments. The Southwest SWAL clash was held at Prairie du Chien High School on Saturday. Good day for Mineral Point as they scored a total of 208 points. The Fenimore boys second with 190 and a half. Iowa Grand Highland was third with 168 and a half. Prairie du Chien with 151 and a half. And Belmont Platteville 123 and a half among the 13 teams that were registered. Locally, Richland Center was led by Ethan Hades, runner-up showing at 120. Senior Mason Jelenic and junior Ethan Bindle won their fifth-place matches, while freshman Caden Stibbe was sixth at 113. The Hornets were missing three from the lineup, including senior Braden Kleppe. Riverdale had just six wrestlers on Saturday, but all placed. Champions Grant Matthews and Lakota Brewer paced the Chieftains, and Brody Meese also reached the finals. Their three teammates, all freshmen, all won their fifth-place matches. Wyatt Schramm, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. Riverdale hopes to have its missing three, Taylen Childs, Chase McGuire, and Wyatt McGuire, back for regionals this weekend. River Valley was also shorthanded with seven wrestlers. Two reached the finals and finished second. Senior Wyatt Knockreiner and junior Blake Brickle. Junior Mason Schulte won a fifth-place match. And sophomores Ty Larson and Hunter Alt each finished sixth. The Blackhawks were without senior Noah Radke at the conference meet on Saturday. The Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament began in the early 1990s, and for the first time during that stretch, the DeSoto Pirates are the champions. They won a Scenic Central title in 1979 and a Ridge and Valley Tournament title in 1985. Saturday's meeting between the Ridge and Valley, Scenic Bluffs, and Six Rivers teams was held at Royal High School, and the Pirates won that event, which has been going on since 1991, by 193 points, followed by Royal Wunniwuk Center with 189, and Ithaca Weston was third at 132, with three champions on the day, Ashton Bennett, Nolan Waldner, and Caden Coleman. Kickapoo Fard sported one champion, Bennett Coder, at heavyweight, and North Crawford Seneca's Jaron Grimsled and Thomas Sprosty were titleless as well at the event held at Royal High School. WIAA Regional Wrestling begins on Saturday, and we'll have coverage from three separate events, the Richland Center Division II, and also the Mineral Point Division III, and Dodgeville will also sport a tournament, Division II tournament, on Saturday as well. As for the first time in many years, Richland Center and River Valley go their separate ways at the regional level. That is it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update on WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center. Many people believe that their fastest, cheapest option for medication care is the big box stores, retail chains, or mail. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services in Muscadet wants you to decide for yourself. Come visit and check out the facts of care, cost, and convenience. At Hometown, our family caring for your family. Muscadet Hometown Prescription Services, located in the Muscadet Medical Center.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, Signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
Welcome back to Riverdale here at halftime. The Chieftains lead at 21-19. Checking the scoring, 12 for Bevan Dennis on 4 3-pointers. Also 4 for Henry Drone, 4 points that is, 3 for Chase Chitwood and 2 for Enril Gantula. On the other side, Fenimore led by Jude Kinney's 9, Brady Roth with 5, 3 for Sean Yankee Fiedler, and Corey Dressen has 2. 6 3-pointers for Riverdale and 4 for Fenimore. Both teams are 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Very few fouls in the first half.
Yeah, both teams have played really solid defense. A really clean, hard-fought game. I mean, I think, you know, if you're Riverdale, you got Fenimore in the pace you want it to be in. It's a slower-paced game. They're packing that 2-3 defense in there, playing good interior defense. If you're Fenimore, I think you're probably thinking, okay, we got through that half now. We're just down by 2, and you probably want to pick that pace up maybe a little bit. You want to be able to get in that full court pressure and maybe pick it up, you know, the pace of the game up. But so far, really good basketball game.
It has been. Let's check the Phil Nee flip phone tonight. Girls basketball, Lancaster leading Fenimore's girls 27-18 in the first half. Wazika Steuben up on Boscobel 16-11 in the first half. Also, Pecatonica boys leading Judah 48-25. River Ridge 29-18 on Schulzberg in the first half. Highland 35-30 over Benton and Sauk Prairie. And River Valley tonight, River Valley leading 12-3 early on in that one. So a few of the games from the Filmy flip phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Yep. Getting right down there, 2 weeks from the girls tournament, 3 from the boys, Kurt.
Yeah, for sure. And the girls pairings come out this Monday, right? The 17th. They have the seating meeting, or no meeting, the computer has its own meeting, and it will come out with the pairings. I think it's set on the 16th, but I think they'll probably go through and double, triple check and then probably release it on the 17th. And then the following weekend, the boys' pairings get released. And, of course, with wrestling, you got regional Saturday already, next Saturday. Riverdale, we go to Mineral Point. That'll be a tough battle there for that regional. And then guys that advance on go on to individual sectionals at Westby the following week for Riverdale. Yep.
That time of year.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you followed much the new football playoff pairing?
I've looked at it a little bit. It's an interesting matrix. I think it's a good step. I also think, though, you're going to have some people that aren't going to be happy with the end result, because I heard your interview the other day, and you could have teams that have better records not get in, and teams with not so good records, depending on who they played, might sneak in. So you could have you know, a 4-5 team maybe slip in under a 6-3.
Yep.
And so that's going to create its own set of headaches.
The other thing that I thought of, too, you know, was the fact that maybe you're a team that doesn't have a lot of tradition. Teams may not want to play you because you may not gain much from a win.
For sure. And that's what you're saying. You know, you're going to go out, try to look for the better team, you know, or the better tradition. So if you get that win, you can pick up points. Like, if you're a team that's been struggling and not winning a lot of games, then they're like, well, yeah, we win, but how does it benefit us as far as points gained? So.
Sure. And I could see, like, a smaller school, if you schedule a bigger school and beat that bigger school from a pretty good conference,
exactly.
That's going to better your chances.
But the bigger school is probably thinking, well, that's not going to help me out,
exactly.
So why should I go down and play them? So you're going to have, like, say you're say Richland Center. You know, why would Richland Center want to go and play a smaller school, you know, like, say, us or something than that? Because that's not going to be a huge benefit for them if they were to win. So,
right.
So it's going to be interesting. Could create a lot of creativity. Lucky for us, we're locked in our schedule for 2 years already.
Exactly.
With Hillsboro and Ithaca, so that's good.
It'll be a learning experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Second half underway, 21-19 Riverdale. Chieftains with the ball. Here we go. Chieftains have led the majority of minutes here tonight. On the top of the key, that is Owen Blankenship. Bevan Dennis on the right side, down to Drone in the corner, and he is pressured tough and drives and lost it out of bounds.
Yeah, lost control. Good pressure on the corner by Reese Kelly there. They got Henry caught on the baseline. The ball slipped away from him, and Fenmore brings it up. Here we go. Riverdale still in that 2-3.
It's worked for him.
Yep.
On the left side, Brady Roth down to the baseline, and then on a drive, that is Evan Larson, kicks it back out around the wheel. Ball fake. Now Roth on a drive, and a mid-range jumper up, no good. Rebound, Bevan Dennis.
Yep, nice shot by Bevan. Roth had a good shot, just hit the heel, bounced away.
Pass goes left side, and Bevan Dennis back to the middle, and it's going to be taken here by Riverdale to the right side. Chitwood, Drone. And now lobbing it back to Bevan Dennis. Dennis on a drive.
Nice
He'll take a 16-footer. It is good.
Nice shot by Bevan. He slipped the pressure. Fenimore's kind of switched it up a little bit into like an extended 2-3 or however you want to call it, trying to get more pressure on Bevan. But Bevan slipped through the double and hit the free throw line jumper, which is a rare shot.
Roth, Larson, Kinney on the left side. Top of the circle, Fenimore. Golden Eagles trailing in the game by 4. Down to the baseline. It is Roth. Air mails it back to Kinney. 3 from the left wing.
Sure.
On the way, no good. Put back up, no good. Foul called in Riverdale.
Yep, good job by Brody Roth. He was able to slip through the lane, picked up the loose ball as he went up. I think Gavin Crow fouled him, and yep, that was the call. So he'll shoot too.
All right. Riverdale has only committed 4 fouls as a team so far. Free throw is no good for number 1, Brady Roth. He has 5 points tonight. Second free throw coming up. Roth takes a look. It's in the air. It is good.
Knocked it down. 23-20. Now you got to break the press. You got to be strong here.
Takes a lot of effort to break this Fenimore press.
Yes, it does.
Blankenship up the middle.
Ooh,
throw right side. Chitwood around the midcourt line. Knocked away by Fenimore. And Bevan skips.
Nice shot by Bevan. Hustling back.
Bevan
open
bringing
floor.
It. 2-on-2. Now he'll shoot a 3. It is on the rim. No good. Rebound Fenimore.
Yep.
Pulled down and now kicked out to Brady Roth. And the Golden Eagles push it. Roth left side. Here's Kelly. Thought about it. Gives it back to the corner. And Roth fires all the way to Henkel on the right side. Down to the corner. Larson for 3. On the way, no good. Rebound Kelly. Poked away by Chitwood.
That was a good move by Chase. He's able to deflect it away. Riverdale bringing it up.
Left side, Bevan Dennis. Right side, Chitwood. Down low. Knocked away by Fenimore. Yep. Off of Riverdale. Out of bounds.
Yep. Good job by Jude Kinney. He deflected it, and as Chase went to get it, deflected back off his hand, and so Fenimore brings it back.
23-20 Riverdale, just underway in the second half here in area boys basketball. Going to the right side, now Fenimore works it. Larson down to the baseline, drives into Dennis, knocked away, picked up again in the lane by Roth, dumps it back door, tough shot off the board, no good for Kinney. And a foul called, and Larson takes it, goes to the line.
Evan Larson picked up the weak side rebound, got the ball fake, and Henry Drone went up as he came down. He fouled, and Evan Larson knocked it in, and now he looks to tie it with a free throw.
First foul tonight on Henry Drone, and a three-point play is good, and we're tied.
Back to even.
Larson makes it, 23-23. Evan's grandpa sitting right by us here.
Yep.
Said this is his last grandson.
Oh, there. Wow.
Playing basketball. Ball goes down to the corner, right side. taken by the Chieftains. They'll set it up. We're tied at 23. Near side ball fake. And driving is Riverdale. Blankenship looking. Now drives. Owen in the lane. Dumps it down low. Krell is there. Back to Owen. Owen on the near side drives to the paint, dumps it down low, and Krell is pinned in, saves it back in bounds to Fenimore.
Roth with the steal.
Roth takes it back to the left side. Jude Kinney down to the baseline. Looking up is Hinkle, drives, puts it on the floor, knocked away and into the corner and out of bounds, Riverdale defense.
Nice hustle by Chase Chitwood. He's able to deflect it. Ball went out of bounds. Fenimore will keep it on the baseline.
Inbounder is Hinkle, and the Chieftains trying to keep it. Protect the house. Done a good job packing it in.
Yep.
Evan Larson out back to Kelly. And Reese brings it back to Larson. Left side. Right now to Roth. Roth on a drive. Shot. No good. Partially blocked by Riverdale.
Got that interior defense. It's tough to get a shot off in there. Oh, nice tip.
Chitwood got the rebound. Ball comes back to the right side. And Owen Blankenship. Riverdale trying to break the tie. Blankenship has it knocked away. Stolen by Jude Kinney. Jude
nice
feeding
pass.
It at the head. Layup is good for Roth. And the rebound foul called on Fenimore.
Yep. Overlaid it. Maybe a little frustration. Came back. Went for the ball. Picked up the foul.
That'll be three on Brady Roth, who checks out of the game. And coming in is Corey Dressen. So 23 apiece. The score stays. Riverdale basketball in the backcourt. Left side, Dennis. Bevan with the ball. Fires it back to Blankenship. Into a crowd. Knocked away. Ooh, a couple of players collide. The ball scats out of bounds.
Yep.
Everybody all right?
I think so.
Yeah, almost looked like they hit heads or something.
It was close. I think the ball deflected off of Reese. Kelly.
Okay, so Riverdale gets it back in play. Krell trapped in the corner. Throws it back to Bevan Dennis. Bevan will drive a bit. Ball fake. Throws it left side. There's a ball fake by Drone. He'll drive a little closer. Gives it back to Bevan. And Dennis backs up toward half court. Right side by Chitwood. Knocked away. Stolen by Kinney. Kinney throws it up ahead now. Laying it in is Hinkle. And Fenimore leads.
Yeah, Duke Kinney picked the pocket that time. Made a good outlet pass. Got the layup.
Riverdale tracked at midcourt. Henry Drone is double-teamed, stolen away again by Larson. Kelly moves in, wide open layup at the other end, and it is good.
Reese Kelly, Riverdale probably needs, the pace is getting towards Fenimore's pace right now. If you're Riverdale, you want to try to slow it down.
27-23, Fenimore, 13-21 remaining, and a timeout by Coach Chris Kenyon. We'll step away as well. Fenimore has come back to lead 27-23 in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
O'Reilly. Extend the life of your engine with regular oil changes and save at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, pick up 5 quarts of O'Reilly Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $31.99. Or upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limits apply. Available in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thanks to our sponsors, Phil Neal along with Kurt Thompson here in Riverdale. And it's back to Riverdale at midcourt, but Chieftains kind of lost the control of the tempo.
Yeah, a little bit. Fenimore's been able to hit a couple of shots, able to get the pressure. They picked up their intensity on defense, forced some turnovers. So now Riverdale's got to really reach down here.
27-23, Fenimore in the lead, and Riverdale with the basketball at midcourt. Chitwood brings it in. Blankenship meets the ball, draws a crowd. In the backcourt, now needs some help. Fires it over to Bevan Dennis. He's fouled at midcourt.
Yep. Looks like Duke Kinney reached across the body, picked up the foul. Riverdale did a nice job reversing the ball that time. We'll bring it in on the side.
Chieftains will put it in play with Owen Blankenship right in front of the scorer's table. Owen needs some help. Fires it, knocked away out of bounds by Dressen.
Yep.
Riverdale ball.
Fenimore's really, they picked up that intensity now, so you really got to work on controlling the ball, maybe fake a pass, make a pass.
Blankenship fires it in play. Bevan Dennis in the backcourt. Bevan crosses the timeline. Riverdale drives. Bevan throws it back, top of the key. Krell. Krell back to Bevan Dennis. Thought about a three, drives. Now back up three on the way. Good!
Wow.
That
I mean,
not
seriously,
an easy one.
Fell. He had a guy 6'4 in his face, step back, hit the three. He's a tremendous player. Just a sophomore.
27-26, and he's not real tall,
no.
As you said, but he creates his own shot.
Yeah, he does.
Ball goes right side, caught by Kelly, down to the baseline. Larson kicks it back out, back to the left side, Henkel. Henkel on the right side, now back to Kelly. Ball fake, now he'll drive. Hop step low, kicks it back out. There's Larson for a long two, no good. And out of bounds. It'll be Fenimore, a Riverdale ball.
Yep. Good job. Good defense. Now you got to take care of the ball here.
12:24 to go in the game. It is a one-point game. Fenimore 27, Riverdale 26. Bevan Dennis in the backcourt. Fires back to Owen Blankenship.
There you go.
And there's Bevan breaking the press. Top of the circle. He draws a crowd, right?
Yeah, he does. Sure does. Got to look.
Pass to Krell inside. Gavin puts it on the floor, knocked away. Larson picked up by Kelly. He'll whip it up ahead, threw it away.
Yep.
It'll be Riverdale ball.
Yep. Good job of Fenimore interior defense getting the turnover. Then as they came up, they lost control of it. Now Riverdale's back in control, down by one.
Bevan Dennis on the left side, inching the ball toward half court, bounces it across to Henry Drone. Drone back to Dennis. Bevan penetrates
through
the back
pass.
Door. Wide open Krell. Ball fake shot won't go. Rebound by Drone. He'll get it now at the free throw line. 15-footer Riverdale.